To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Now, if you owe back taxes, well, Happy New Year. The party's over. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions. Then it's over for the 20,000 new IRS. Then it's up to the new 20,000 IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why target you and not millionaires? Well, one reason is millionaires have tax lawyers, and they know you'll pay up with interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. They've proven war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. And it's not all bad news for me today because Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited time IRS offer. In short, they're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time offer. IRS penalty canceling offer is what it's called. You can make 2024 a positive year by calling 800-245-6000. Again, that's 800-245-6000. Or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry. There's also a link, as always, at armworldtravel.com. I have just finished reading a fabulous book. My guest is, for our Write Stuff segment, Pico Iyer. He is a world-renowned author. And his book is called The Half-Known Life in Search of Paradise. You know, we talk a lot about travel books on this show. People searching for all kinds of different things, but In Search of Paradise is a pretty big job. Pico Iyer did it. Let me tell you just a bit about him. He's got a terrific resume. He lives in Japan with his wife. He has been a friend with and a biographer of the Dalai Lama for 50 years. And in his book, he describes himself as a global soul, someone who has trouble adopting a single nationality. He has visited several places around the world. We're going to ask him that right off the bat. Looking for, well, what is paradise to begin with, Pico, in your definition?
I suppose it's a way of being and it's a way of seeing. It's so nice to talk to you again, Rudy. And, you know, like you, I think I've been to lots of the paradises we see on the travel agents' posters, you know, Tahiti and the Maldives and the Seychelles. And, of course, they're really beautiful. And if you're sitting on a golden empty beach in the sun, it feels like heaven. But 10 hours later, the night falls, and if it's a really beautiful beach, it's less empty the next day. And for the people around you, of course, it's not paradise because they're working so hard to make visitors feel at home. So I thought that wasn't the kind of paradise that I was looking for. But what's the paradise that can exist even in the middle of real life? You know, I was writing this book in the middle of the pandemic, so there was terror and grief everywhere. My mother was approaching her final seasons on Earth, and I thought, life's really difficult, and it's always going to be difficult, but we can still find hope and light and inspiration. So I went, as you read, to some of these unlikely places to see what kind of paradise I could find.
You did. You did go to very unlikely places. I never thought necessarily of Kashmir, though it's a beautiful part of the world. Or Sri Lanka, another beautiful part of the world that's had some of its many own troubles. But describe the four, I didn't count, is it four or five places you went to? I mean, obviously you can't describe each one, but just list them for us and give us one sentence on each.
Well, I'll say that, for example, I begin the book in Iran, which is where the word paradise came from. And the reason I was so happy to go there is we're always hearing about Iran in the news. And when really always we're just hearing about the government or its military policies or whatever, and we know so little about daily life. So I've been studying Iran from afar for 30 years before I went there. And the minute I arrived, it was so different from everything I expected. I thought, this is a really interesting place. And I suppose part of the book comes from my sense that in this age of information, we sometimes know less about the world than ever before because we're just getting it through screens. And as you know from your experience, as soon as you arrive in somewhere you've heard about or read about, it's radically different. So, yes, I cover Iran, North Korea, which is not much of a paradise, right. Varanasi, Jerusalem. And those holy places are interesting because they're usually places of great conflict because one person's paradise is not his neighbor's sense of paradise. But they're also really moving. I'm not Christian, I'm not Muslim, I'm not Jewish, but when I'm in Jerusalem, I feel taken off to another world. I feel moved almost to tears by some of the sacred sites. So that kind of power still exists in the world, even in the midst of conflict.
I think from listening to what Pico Iyer is saying, you may get the impression this is not your normal tourist book about what hotels are great or what beaches are great, and it's not at all. It's an inward journey for Pico, and it will be for you reading it as well. You particularly were taken by Kashmir, which is the northernmost part of India, not just for its beauty, but also, well, I guess for its ethos and everyday living.
Yes, and maybe for its resilience, too, because many people know that for 70 years it's been the center of a great conflict, and it's still full of soldiers and armed encampments. But when you're sitting on Dal Lake on a houseboat, people are paddling past to sell you little colored boxes and spices. There are gardens all around. It rounds out the picture. In other words, Kashmir isn't just war. It's also one of the most heavenly places on earth, which is why people are fighting about it even now. And as you know, I also write about the Himalayas, and I go up to Ladakh, really one of the most unspoiled places in the world. And as a traveler, of course, you always feel in two minds about going to paradise, because if you go to somewhere really pure, you feel, what do I have to add to it? I'm only going to bring corruption to this place. So I sometimes don't want to go to places as paradise, because I feel I might spoil them in the process.
The book is called The Half-Known Life in Search of Paradise. It's the subtitle. The author is Pico Iyer. It will move you. I actually grew dewy-eyed while reading part of it. He is that good a writer. Pick it up. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.